Hello and welcome to the Bedtime Storycast, the podcast where I talk and you fall asleep. My name is Mike, and I invite you to get comfortable under the covers. Take a few deep breaths in and out, and settle in as we listen to another soothing bedtime story entitled The Enchanted Library. Sweet dreams. In a quaint village nestled between rolling hills and ancient forests, there lived a young girl named Amelia, and she possessed a unique gift, one that transported her to a magical world every night when she closed her eyes. Now, her dreams were not ordinary. They were gateways to an enchanted library filled with books that held stories of forgotten realms. Amelia's gift had been passed down through generations in her family. Her grandmother, a wise and gentle woman, had once told her about the Dreamer's Library, a place where dreams came to life, where stories whispered from the pages themselves. And with each dream, Amelia explored new worlds, met fantastical creatures, and unraveled the mysteries of forgotten tales. Now, one chilly winter evening, as the first snowflakes began to fall from the sky, Amelia felt the familiar tug of drowsiness. So she wrapped herself in a cozy quilt and closed her eyes, ready to embark on her nightly adventure. And in the realm of dreams, Amelia found herself standing before an imposing, ivy-covered building, which radiated an otherworldly aura. And she recognized it instantly. The Enchanted Dreamer's Library. Its grand doors, adorned with intricate carvings, beckoned her inside. Amelia stepped through the entrance, and her surroundings transformed into a vast, echoing chamber filled with towering bookshelves that reached up to the heavens. The air was fragrant with the scent of ancient parchment and the soft glow of enchanted lanterns illuminated the library's boundless expanse. The first section of the library that Amelia always visited was the Forest of Imagination. Here, shelves were adorned with books bound in living bark and leaves. And as she touched each book, they whispered secrets, urging her to choose one. Tonight, she selected a book called The Song of the Starlit Glade. Amelia opened the book, and the pages came alive with vibrant illustrations. She found herself transported to a tranquil glade beneath a canopy of shimmering stars. Fireflies flitted about, their glow harmonizing with the ethereal melody of the night. And in the center of the glade stood a majestic unicorn, its coat as white as freshly fallen snow. The unicorn spoke to Amelia, its voice a gentle lullaby that filled her heart with warmth. It shared tales of courage and hope, inspiring her with its wisdom. And with a gracious nod, the unicorn bestowed upon Amelia a single radiant starflower. It held the power to bring light to the darkest of dreams, and Amelia knew it was a precious gift to cherish. She ventured deeper into the library, her path illuminated by her starflower's gentle glow. And she came upon the mythical menagerie, a section dedicated to creatures of legend. As she turned the pages of a book entitled The Guardian of Lost Dreams, a mighty griffin leaped from the pages and soared through the library's expanse. The griffin introduced itself as Griffus, and invited Amelia to ride upon its back. Together, they soared through the skies, visiting far-off lands and encountering majestic beings. Griffus taught her about bravery and the power of dreams to bridge worlds. Amelia's next stop was the Archive of Forgotten Fables, where ancient tales waited to be rediscovered. She chose a book entitled The Clockwork Kingdom, and was transported to a realm of intricate gears and cogs. And there she met a clever clockwork fox named Cogsworth, who showed her how the magic of imagination could bring even machines to life. Amelia's journey through the enchanted Dreamer's Library continued throughout the night. She discovered stories of courage, of friendship, and the boundless creativity of the human spirit. Each book she explored taught her valuable lessons and left her with a sense of wonder. And as the first light of dawn filtered into the library, Amelia knew it was time to return to the waking world. She closed the book she held, and the library's grand doors appeared before her once more. In the waking world, Amelia shared her dreams with her village, inspiring them with tales of the enchanted library and the wisdom she had gathered from its pages. Her stories kindled the flames of imagination in the hearts of all those who heard them. And the village became a place where creativity and dreams flourished. Amelia continued to visit the enchanted library night after night, embracing her role as a guardian of forgotten stories. She cherished the magical world within her dreams, knowing that its wisdom and wonder were meant to be shared with all who believed in the power of dreams and in the enchantment of stories untold.